RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Still broadcasting from the fourth floor of RRI building in Jakarta. Welcome back, listener, on Indonesia Today. This is a program that takes you closer to Indonesia. And now it's my turn, Rahma, to present the program till the next 2 hours with various interesting programs and information that you won't miss. And today's special program of the day, we have a program that reviews newly launched book and film on book film review. Then we have a music program on Meet With. So keep listening at voi.co.id, voi.co.id. Or for more direct link to the video streaming, you can click english.rriworldservice.com. So listener, why don't have to wait any longer to enjoy this next program? This is book and film review from Voice of Indonesia. Check this one out.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Japan to solve land subsidence issue in Jakarta. Bali and Lombok airports close until Friday. Three government policies for Malaysian tourists. Now the news in detail. Japan will help Jakarta in dealing with land subsidence that has been reaching 18 centimeters per year, and it is expected, to be the main cause of annual flooding. Water Resources Policy Advisor to the Minister of Public Works of Japanese Danur Agency, JICA, Kunihiro Muriyasu, said in Yogyakarta on Wednesday that JICA has conveyed this idea to the Indonesian Minister of Public Works and are preparing a grand plan to normalize the ground level in Jakarta. According to Muriyasu, the main cause of land subsidence in Jakarta is the excessive use of groundwater by industries and households. With good management of groundwater usage, Muriyasu said the land subsidence, which causes flooding and is estimated to result in 10% of Jakarta areas being submerged due to seawater by 2100, will stop. The closure of Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali and Lombok International Airport in West Nusa Tenggara has been extended until 8:45 a.m. local time on Friday due to intensified volcanic activity at Mount Rinjani. Air Asia has cancelled 67 flights to and from Bali and Lombok as of Thursday, with international passengers affected including those travelling to and from Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Kota Kinabalu, Bangkok, Perth, Melbourne and Sydney. According to a report by Kompas.com on Tuesday, Garuda Indonesia has cancelled 123 flights to and from Bali, Lombok and Blimbing Sari Airport in Banyuwangi, East Java. Bali Deputy Governor Ketut Sudikerta has visited Ngurah Rai Airport to ensure the best service for affected passengers. Hopefully, none of tourists will be stranded at the airport and have their flights cancelled without receiving proper care and attention. He added that the relevant authorities were currently evaluating and coordinating the situation as appropriate in response to the latest development. Indonesian government through the Minister of Tourism has announced three policies in the tourism field aimed at facilitating Malaysian travelers' visit to Indonesia. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya in Jakarta, as per a press statement received by Antara on Wednesday, said that Indonesia wants to propagate the new policies in the tourism field that encourage Malaysian travelers to come to Indonesia. Under these new policies in the tourism field, the number of immigration check-in points for Malaysian travelers had been increased. Furthermore, a new regulation now abolishes the existing regulation on clearance air approval for Indonesian territory make an easier for yachts to enter the Indonesian territory through 18 ports in Indonesia. Indonesia has proposed a visa waiver for short visit to Schengen member states in Europe for Indonesian citizens, according to Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi. The proposal was billed to European Union Foreign Relations Representative Frederica Mogherini on the sidelines of European Union ASEAN ministerial meeting in Luxembourg. The European Commission has reportedly included Indonesia in a list of countries proposed for review by the European Council. Indonesia's proposal will be submitted to the Council early next year. According to Minister Retno, the meeting also discussed the Indonesian-European Union voluntary partnership agreement on forest law enforcement, governance and trade, which is intended for implementation by the end of this year. The Wahid Institute has announced plans to utilize social media to promote peaceful Islamic values. Wahid Institute Community Economic Development Program Officer Gamal Ferdi said that the Institute believes that the message of Islam is a peaceful one and the Institute aims to unite everyone with the same vision. Supporters of the plans include the Indonesian Society for Pesantren and Community Development, Nahdlatul Ulama NU Online, and the Ingenious People Alliance of the Archipelago or Aman, as well as progressive Muslim activists. According to internet marketing expert Notman Luffy, it is indeed important to understand consumer behavior and take advantage of popular social media platforms to create conversation. Notman added, three elements that have to be observed in creating popular and accessible contents are the format, the contextual environment, and mainstream media usage. Gamal admitted that the White Institute faced challenges in communicating its vision due to its mainly text-based online content. The last item, to encourage the implementation of human rights-friendly cities, National Commission on Human Rights Komnas HAM, Minister of Justice and Human Rights Affairs and NGOs will hold the second national conference in Jakarta on 25th and 26th of November. Commissioner Komnas HAM Muhammad Nurkhoiron at a press conference on Wednesday, November 5th, said that since Indonesia has applied the decentralization system, responsibility, protection and fulfillment of human rights are also the responsibility of regional governments. The regional governments in Indonesia should be encouraged to be proactive to implementing human rights perspectives.
Human rights cities ini sebetulnya sebuah sikap global dari kecenderungan.
Human rights cities are actually a global campaign of some countries that see the importance of implementation of human rights should be encouraged not only the aspect of authority of the national government or the central government, but there should also be initiative by more regional governments. These efforts are to implement the principles and norms of human rights that had been becoming international principles. Regional governments should engage proactively in the efforts to implement the principles and norms of human rights that had been becoming international principles.
Mengimplementasikan prinsip dan norma hak asasi manusia yang selama ini telah menjadi prinsip internasional.
Furthermore, Nurkhoiron said that during the last 3 years, a report on human rights violations has risen sharply and most of the reported is regional governments. Nurkhoiron added, this conference is expected to be a forum for heads of regions, civil society, academies, and the private sector to share experiences and perspectives in protecting human rights. On the same occasion, Deputy Human Resources Elsamt Zainal Abidin explained, human rights-friendly city is a city that is able to meet and implement the principle of human rights. So far, the town of Wonosobo, Palu, and Bandung had been becoming towns that care for human rights. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, listener, our commentary today is Indonesia necessary to join in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. During a visit to the United States on Monday, October 27, 2015, President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, expressed a desire to join the pre-trade bloc, Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, that was initiated by the United States. His statement was welcomed by U.S. President Barack Obama. According to President Obama-Washington wants better relations with Jakarta. President Jokowi's statement was a sadly unexpected one, because before, during the administration of former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, Indonesia had been repeatedly invited to join, but Indonesia chose to take a distance. As if the Trans-Pacific Partnership was formed by the United States to confront China, while Indonesia politically wanted to maintain good relations with China. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, DPR, Agus Herman stated, Indonesia is not yet ready to join the pre-trade pact, Trans-Pacific Partnership. He affirmed Indonesia would get more disadvantages than benefits from the pact. Agus also assessed that private companies or state-owned companies are not ready if they have to face the TPP. Future prawns export, Indonesian strength is not maximized because the needs of its people are not fulfilled yet. Trans-Pacific Partnership TPP is a pre-trade bloc which was just signed in October 5th after 5-year negotiation. The number of TPP's member states consists of 12 countries, USA, Canada, Australia, Japan, New Zealand, Mexico, Chile, Peru, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei Darussalam, and Vietnam. Like ASEAN Economic Community AEC, which will come into force in late December 2015, the implementation of the Trans-Pacific Partnership TPP also has some advantages and consequences for Indonesia. In the field of investment, the Trans-Pacific Partnership could open up an opportunity for foreign investors to invest in Indonesia, which means opening a number of industry sectors for foreign investment in various fields. As a consequence, Indonesia must also be prepared to deal with the influx of foreign investors and should prove that Indonesia is able to compete with other partner countries of Trans-Pacific Partnership TPP. Listener, that was commentary today.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on November the 5th, 1943, about bombing of Vatican City. The bombing of Vatican City occurred twice during World War II. The first was on the evening of November the 5th, 1943, when a plane dropped bombs on the area of southwest of St. Peter's Basilica. The second bombing, which affected only the outer margin of the city, was at about the same hour on March the 1st, 1944. And the next event was in 2010 when Mount Merapi erupted. Merapi erupted strongly early Friday morning. The volcanic ash fell at Cangkringan district and its surroundings 10 kilometers from the crater. Due to continuous large eruptions, the Indonesian National Board for Disaster Management, BNPB, extended the safety zone to a radius of 20 kilometers or about 12 miles, and Yogyakarta's airport was closed again for 3 hours in the morning. The residents who were within 15 kilometers of the summit were asked to leave and seek a safer place. Volcanologists reported the eruptions on Friday, November the 5th, was the biggest since the 1870s, an official announced by loudspeaker that the mountain's danger zone had been expanded to 20 kilometers from the crater. And the last event was in 2013 when the Mars Orbiter Mission was launched. The Mars Orbiter Mission, MOM, also called Mangalyaan is a space probe orbiting Mars since September 24, 2014. It was launched on November 5, 2013 by the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO. It is India's first interplanetary mission, and ISRO has become the fourth space agency to reach Mars, after the Soviet space program, NASA, and the European Space Agency. It is the first Asian nation to reach Mars orbit and the first nation in the world to do so in its first attempt. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with today's focus entitled Indonesian People Are Expected to Be Optimistic in Facing ASEAN Economic Community 2015. So stay tuned. Focus, Daily News and Events. Listener, ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC 2015, is getting closer. But Vice President Yusuf Kalla asked the people not to be afraid of the invasion of foreign employees to Indonesia during the ASEAN Economic Community AEC. According to the Vice President, with the lower standard salary, employees from ASEAN countries will not move and work in Indonesia. Commonly, they will seek for the higher salary and prosperity if they decide to move from their current jobs. The Vice President gave an example. In Singapore, the employees received 20 million rupiah, while in Indonesia, they will receive 2 million rupiah. Because of that, he views that it is unlikely that foreign workers will move to Indonesia. Moreover, Yusuf Kalla said that, on the contrary, other countries should be worried with the invasion of the Indonesian employees during the AEC. Above all, the number of productive age in Indonesia is huge, so it needs more employment. Besides, according to the Vice President, there is no history in the world about the invasion of employees from the higher salary to the lower salary. However, according to Yusuf Kalla, Indonesia still needs many competent foreign employees in certain sectors. It is important to find skilled engineers from other countries. On the other hand, Director of Commercial Marine Academy Indonesia, or AKPELNI Semarang, Ahmad Sulistio, said that the shipping sector has become one of the targets for foreign employees when the AEC is applied. He said if Indonesia doesn't want to lose from foreign employees, it has to improve the quality of education and the training of human resources. Besides, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport, Imam Nahrawi, said that ASEAN Economic Community, AEC, becomes a challenge in national life, especially related to demographic problems, new employment, and economic development. Moreover, he said Indonesia will bring demographic bonus with the composition of productive youth age. It makes young generation have a strategic role in improving global competitiveness. And listener, that was Focus.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Thursday, November 5, 2015 in Jakarta. We start from Kompas. The Daily in its headline writes about President Joko Widodo will focus in forest fire prevention. President Joko Widodo chaired a meeting related to limited land and forest fire management. He wants the management of fire is done thoroughly and proceed with prevention. President revealed from the report the number of hotspots in Sumatra and Kalimantan have been much reduced. Currently, it is remaining 53 hotspots in Sumatra and 124 hotspots in Kalimantan. Therefore, the President wanted to do a review of some legislation, government regulation, and governor regulations to comb and close the opportunity of forest and peatland fire. Meanwhile, Republika in its headline writes about Japanese investors won't pull out Batam. The Capital Investment Coordinating Board BKPM chief made assurance that the Sumitomo Japanese investor will not pull out of Batam's free trade and freeport area, unlike what had been reported. BKPM head Frankie Sibarani affirmed in Batam on Wednesday that PT Sumitomo Wiring System Batam Indonesia will instead expand its business in the area. Frankisat, the business expansion by Sumitomo indicated that foreign investors are responding to Indonesia's improving investment climate. Tempo, in its headline, writes about tourist arrivals may surpass 10 million target this year. The number of tourist arrivals hit a nine-month high of 869,179 in September 2015, showing up optimism about achieving the target of 10 million tourists set by the government for this year. The number of tourists visiting Indonesia in September 2015 represents a 2.19% increase compared to August 2015 and a 9.84% rise as compared to September 2014, according to the Central Statistics Agency, BPS. The resort island of Bali remains the biggest contributor to the country's tourism growth. The number of tourists visiting Indonesia via the Ngurah Rai Airport in Bali rose by 7.78% in September 2015, with 379,400 visiting in that month, up from 352,000 in the same month last year. However, the number of tourist arrivals at the Soekarno-Hatta Airport dropped apparently because many foreign tourists choose to land at the Ngurah Rai Airport, since Mount Raung in Banyuwangi District, East Java, again returned to normal. That was headline.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Here in News in Brief, read by Rahmana. Japan will help Jakarta in dealing with land subsidence that has been reaching 18 centimeters per year and is expected to be the main cause of annual flooding. Water Resource Policy Advisor to the Minister of Public Works of Japanese Danur Agency, Chika Kunihiro Moriyasu, said in Yogyakarta on Wednesday that Chika has conveyed his idea to the Indonesian Minister of Public Works and are preparing a grand plan to normalize the ground level in Jakarta. According to Moriyasu, the main cause of land subsidence in Jakarta is the excessive use of ground water by industries and households. With good management of groundwater usage, Moriyasu said the land subsidence, which causes flooding and is estimated to result in 10% of Jakarta area being submerged due to seawater by 2100, will stop. The closure of Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali and Lombok International Airport in West Nusa Tenggara has been extended until 8:45 a.m. local time on Friday due to intensified volcanic activity at Mount Rinjani. AirAsia had cancelled 97 flights to and from Bali and Lombok as of Thursday, with international passengers affected, including those traveling to and from Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, Kota Kinabalu, Bangkok, Perth, Melbourne, and Sydney. According to report by Kompas.com on Tuesday, Garuda Indonesia has cancelled 123 flights to and from Bali, Lombok, and Blimbing Sari Airport in Banyuwangi, East Java. Bali Deputy Governor Ketut Sudikerta has visited Ngurah Rai Airport to ensure the best service for affected passengers. Hopefully, none of the tourists will be stranded at the airport and have their flights cancelled without receiving proper care and attention. He added that the relevant authorities were currently evaluating and coordinating the situation as appropriate in response to latest developments. Indonesian government, through the Minister of Tourism, has announced three policies in tourism field aimed at facilitating Malaysian travelers' visit to Indonesia. Indonesia has proposed a visa waiver for a short visit to stringent member state in Europe for Indonesian citizens, according to Foreign Minister Reno Marsudi. The proposal was delivered to European Union Foreign Relations Representative Frederica Mogherini on the sidelines of the European Union ASEAN ministerial meeting in Luxembourg. The European Commission has reportedly included Indonesia in a list of countries proposed for review by European Council. Indonesian proposal will be submitted to the Council early next year. According to Minister Retno, the meeting also discussed the Indonesian-European Union Voluntary Partnership Agreement for its law enforcement, governance, and trade. which is intended for implementation by the end of this year. The Wahid Institute has announced plans to utilize social media to promote peaceful Islamic values. Wahid Institute Community Economic Development Program Officer Gamal Ferdi said that the Institute believes that the message of Islam is a peaceful one, and the Institute aims to unite everyone with the same vision. Supporters of the plans include Indonesian Society for Pesantren and Community Development, Nahdlatul Ulama, NU, Online, and the Indigenous Peoples Alliance of the Archipelago, or AMAN, as well as progressive Muslim activists. According to internet marketing expert Nukman Lufi, it is indeed important to understand consumer behavior and taking advantage of popular social media platforms to create conversation. Nukman added three elements that have to be observed in creating popular and accessible contents are the format, the contextual environment, and mainstream media usage. Gamal admitted that the White Institute faced challenges in communicating his vision due to his mainly text-based online content. The last item, to encourage the implementation of human rights-friendly city, National Commission on Human Rights, or Komnas HAM, Minister of Justice and Human Rights Affairs and NGOs will hold the second national conference in Jakarta on 25th until 26th of November. Commissioner Komnas HAM, Muhammad Nukoiran, at a press conference on Wednesday, November 5th, said that since Indonesia has applied the centralization system, responsibility, protection, and fulfillment of human rights are also the responsibility of the regional governments. Regional governments in Indonesia should be encouraged to proactive to implement in human rights principle. That's News in Brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome to Pesona Indonesia or Indonesian Wonder. Today we will introduce you bombardom music instrument. So stay tuned. Listener, Tololela is one of hamlets which is located in Manubara Village, Jarabu Sub-District, Ngada Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. It takes about 45 minutes to get to the location with a distance approximately 30 km from Bacawa, the capital of Ngada Regency. Tololela Village has a beautiful nature and interesting culture. The local society is still maintaining their unique wisdom. It can be seen from the houses located in the village, as well as the habits and behavior of the people who still hold tightly to the customs. Entering the village, you will be presented with interesting views of traditional houses that have a unique shape. The house is made of wood by using thatch as the roof. Uniquely, the houses have neat formation, form a square pattern. In the middle, there is a terrace field. Then in every houses of Tololela village, there is always a buffalo horn that was once used as sacrifice in local society ceremony. In addition to traditional houses, the Tololela society is still maintaining their traditional art and still retain the bombardom traditional music instrument. Bombardom is a traditional wind instrument of Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. The instrument consists of two elements, which are large bamboo and small bamboo. The function of small bamboo is to blow the air into a large bamboo. This instrument is blown alternately between two different tones. Bombardom usually accompany other instruments such as the bamboo flute of Foidoa, or double flute from Ngada. Bombardom music instrument is usually played during the traditional feast or welcoming guests. Last September 19th, it was just held a record breaking of Muri or Indonesian Record Museum to Bombardom music concert by Tololela Village Society. This musical concert, as an initiative of the Society of Tololela Village, Manubara Local Government, Transportation Tourism Office, Communication and Informatic Ngada District, was held as a way of preserving their traditional music instruments that are endangered, as well as to attract tourists to visit Tololela village. At that time, 510 Tololela villages blew 510 bombardom musical instruments accompanied by bamboo flute ensemble. They played the national anthem Indonesia Raya. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder with the topic Bombardom Music Instrument. Tomorrow we'll be back with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany. Today we present you the philosophy of Panjang Jimat at Kraton Kasepuhan or Kasepuhan Palace, Cirebon, West Java. Stay tuned. Ritual and tradition are always attached to culture in the entire Indonesia. The city of Srim Cirebon now slowly grows into a small metropolitan city in the coastal area of West Java. Like other areas in Indonesia, Cirebon also has tradition which is passed from generation to generation. There is a unique tradition done by Kraton Kasepuhan Cirebon. We call it Panjang Jimat. Cirebon Muslim people mostly do this tradition to celebrate the birthday of Prophet Muhammad. The ceremony is done every 12th of Rabiul Awal, according to Islamic calendar, like in Jogja and Solo, Central Java. Although this tradition has the same meaning, it has different sacredness. For Cirebon people, getting involved in this ceremony is a great honor. It is because they can meet Sang Sultan, Kasepuhan Cirebon. According to Abdi Dalam or Royal Servant of Kraton Kasepuhan Ferry, Panjang Jimat has philosophy. Panjang Jimat derives from the word panjang, which means long. It means that Muslims have to keep jimat throughout their life. Jimat itself comes from the word siji kang dirumat, or one thing that Muslims should maintain throughout their life, namely their faith or their shahadat or creed. Speaking of jimat, you may think of inherited objects with magical power. In Panjang Jimat ceremony, jimat refers to food that is served and eaten by all Cirebon people.
Biasanya jimat tuh pedang.
Usually, jimat refers to sword, keris or Javanese dagger, and many more. But jimat that we mean here is those that we feel directly for our body, like food and drink. Everyone has his own perception about jimat. However, jimat in Panjang Jimat ceremony is faith and piety. In this developing globalization era, sometimes human has wrong perception because they are shy to ask. This could be a valuable lesson for us to avoid taking conclusion without asking. Well, listener, that ends today's miscellany on the philosophy of Panjang Jimat. I'm Harnita. Thank you for listening.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the voice of Indonesia. Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I'll introduce you to music group, namely Alea Band and Blast Pistol Band. We introduce you first to Alea Band. The band from Bandung was formed in 2010 by five personnel, namely Faros vocalist, Izeng guitarist, Anggi bassist, Rian guitarist, and Surya the drummer. Their musical career started from the stage around campus and cafes in the flower city of Bandung. Initiated by a demo song entitled Dengan Senyuman, they try their luck by following a music community Demo Day Bandung event initiated by Capung Java Jive. Well, let's listen to a song entitled Dengan Senyuman by Alea Band. Happy listening.
Thank you. Lepaskan jiwaku, ku tahu kau pun terluka. Lupakanlah aku, tinggalkan diri.
Presenting pop music genre in fully colors make Alayan Band looks unique. It is a mixture of the personal hobby who have different musical colors. Rian loves rock blues, Izang pop rock, Surya and Anggi like funk beat, and Feroz likes alternative pop. Through the first single entitled Selamanya, Alayan wants to convey an expressive work, easy listening, catchy lyrics and sounds more refreshed. They hope it is also give impression to the music listeners in various circles. Let's listen to the next song by Alayan Band entitled Selamanya. Enjoy the song.
Untuk yang pertama kali.
Listener, that was the song entitled Selamanya by Alaya Band. Listener, now I take you to another group, namely Pistol Blast Band. Boring with monotonous music, Pistol Blast Band offering different music of Arabic rock. The band was formed in 2009, consisted of three personnel, namely Jeffrey, bassist and the vocalist, Anzad, the drummer, and Nova, guitarist. They compose a new musical concept by combining rock music and Arabic music. According to Jeffrey, the name of Pistol Blast means the gun, meaning that their music can easily affect the music lovers, and it's certainly surprising. As a reference, they hear more songs from Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit. Although rock nuances, Pistol Blast Band not arbitrarily compose a song. The single Tak Berujung Batas is their top single. The single Tak Berujung Batas tells about a portrait of metropolitan child who, having been born in a broken family, then looks for his own identity. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Tak Berujung Batas. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
Kehidupan tersesat.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta, 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.